I thank the IED coordinators for their excellent work, and to all delegates and panelists for their constructive participation. But I also want to thank Bruno, our colleague from UNMAS, for reminding us of our wish to convey to the delegation of the State of Kuwait our condolences on the passing of Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmad Al Jaber Al Sabah, the Emir of the State of Kuwait. Our sessions today and yesterday have affirmed the High Contracting Party's commitment to pursue the implementation of Amended Protocol 2 for addressing the growing challenges of IEDs across settings of conflict, terrorism, and crimes. Our discussions underlined that while challenges vary across different countries and regions, there is a need to step up global and regional coordination and information sharing to effectively address the menace of IEDs. We heard views that an effective global response to IEDs requires tailor-made approaches, taking into account different contexts, including age, cultural, and gender sensitivities, and other specificities of the challenges on the ground. But many of the participants also underlined the need to synergize all existing tools, processes, and instruments already existing. Cohesion as well as coherence in our actions are critical in saving lives on the ground in light of the growing scale of deaths, casualties, and damages to property arising from the deployment of IEDs by non-state actors. The meeting was a great opportunity for all of us to review the comprehensive efforts in the UN system among governments, civil society, and the public encountering this threat, and to be assured that our work in Geneva finds much validation and anchor in the work of thousands of men and women working on the ground across the spectrum of activities relevant to the Amended Protocol 2. We are a big family of policymakers, diplomats, law enforcement, and military authorities, mine action specialists, peacekeepers, humanitarian actors, educators, who are all aiming to protect populations from IEDs, mines, and booby traps, and to mitigate the risk on our societies. We can only advance on the many aspects of our work as much as we're able to draw from the practical knowledge and experience of colleagues who operate on the ground, and I appreciate the willingness of our experts and operators and our civil society partners in generously sharing with these meetings what they know. Before closing this meeting formally, I would like to say a few words on the 22nd annual conference of the High Contracting Parties to Amended Protocol 2, which is scheduled for November 10. During the annual conference, the presidency will report on this meeting, and both the presidency and the IED coordinators will introduce their proposals for the 2021 mandate and will seek the approval of the high contracting parties accordingly. I will report on universalization efforts. We will listen to statements by the high contracting parties on the operation and status of the protocol. In my letter to the high contracting parties in July, I have invited delegations to share on a voluntary basis their experiences pertaining to Article 11 on technological cooperation and assistance and Article 14 on compliance. You may recall that at the 20th annual conference held on November 20, 2019, the high contracting parties agreed that the president designate may select one or several of the articles of AP2 to be addressed at the annual conference, of course, without prejudice to a comprehensive and balanced discussion of the amended protocol and the convention. In relation to this, I propose discussions to take stock of the work and challenges of high contracting parties in implementing Articles 11 and 14. These are broad articles, but with your inputs, it is my hope that the annual conference will have robust exchanges to assess our strengths and where we need to enhance framework and processes to pursue the letter and spirit of AP2 with the end goal of supporting capacities at the regional and national level to effectively meet challenges of IEDs on the ground. I will be consulting your delegations in the next weeks on this and other related issues in the lead up to the conference. Are there any questions regarding my plans for the 21st annual conference? I recognize the distinguished delegate of Ireland.